You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Medium on this Tuesday afternoon, the 14th day of October. We're joined to talk about the futures markets by Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. What a fantastic day it has been, not in terms of the weather, Wayne, but at least in terms of what happened in Chicago. If you've been rooting for the price of grains and oilseeds to go higher, I think many were thinking this would be a turnaround Tuesday after yesterday, and sure enough, we turned around and then we came back up again.
Yeah, it was quite an exhibition today, and it was in large volume too, Todd. 178,876 contracts traded in the December corn, 208,135 in the November beans. So it was not a light volume rally. It was a big one. And, you know, we took and closed above some of those last highs. You know, the 357 really broke through the 351 mark there in the D's corn, and above that 957.5, 958 with 964 and three quarters closed today on the beans. So this on your technical trader, why this does project on up, you know, to make a few more highs yet here in the next 2 weeks.
And we used to call it a squawk box, but I know it's mostly email and other things these days. What are people saying about the rally and why this happened this last 2 days?
Well, I think that two things. Number one, it was began a little bit yesterday when China started pricing some of their purchases, when they could go ahead and price the beans here and turn around and sell the meal on the Dalian future because the crush margins were good and they wanted to lock in those crush margins. I think that was the start of things. We must remember that, you know, it's been rainy weather. No beans have hardly been combined. And as we looked at it, so there was no hedge pressure. And along with that Chinese buying, that tipped up a few technical points to buy, and there wasn't hardly any resistance on the sell side. So we rallied a lot easier than what it seemed. And then, of course, that had some of the weak shorts from the report running to the door.
Okay, so what happens when the combines do finally get back into the soybean fields then?
Well, I think that when we do get back into the fields, and, you know, I liked hearing that sunny clear through Monday and probably good part of next week coming in there. And by next Monday, I'm thinking we probably won't be quite as high as we are here now. And we get the grain flowing again, get some hedge pressure on, and get starting to fill back into some of the elevators would like some, or the process would like a few beans, and also the river terminals. You know, we heard today we're down in Evansville. They were paying 30 over for some beans delivered yet this week to load on some barges that were sitting there because, you know, the harvest just wasn't coming on in. And they'll probably be back to even money by next week if we get combine and beans.
Are the basis levels for both corn and soybeans expected to widen out as we get back in and maybe some? And I don't know whether the hedge pressure will show back up in the futures contracts or not, but you can tell me.
Well, you know, there again, it's going to depend on what the farmer decides to do. If he decides, I think up at these levels, why it's going to be more advantageous for the farmer to maybe be a seller rather than a store. And then he can go ahead and turn around and use the storage money to buy a call if he wants to be long this market.
This is for soybeans, right?
Soybeans or corn, either one.
Either one, okay.
I think that, you know, commercial storage rates, we've talked about this many times. Yes, if you can store on the farm and collect your carry in the market here, good deal. If you can't store on the farm, I think commercial rates are probably a little high. So probably be a seller and replace with options.
And so you're seeing this as an opportunity then?
I think that this is offering some opportunities. You know, as we close tonight and we closed above these areas, the Bollinger Bands are sitting above this market. So I'm probably not a seller tonight. But, you know, on rallies tomorrow, I probably will be.
Now, when you look forward, what are the pitfalls in the marketplace over the next 3 weeks?
Well, I think, number one, it's going to be, can we get rain in South America? The northern part of Brazil is in dire need of some moisture down there. You know, we got two special reports today saying that it looked like the high pressure ridge was breaking down. And by the middle of next week or so, we should be seeing some showers come on into that area. You know, that's still a week away. That's one thing that can, you know, bring this market up and keep it going. Can we actually get a, you know, 7 to 10 days of decent weather to get catch up on our harvest pace here? And, you know, because that's what's keeping or what's out rallied these markets now, Todd. So, you know, I think we do need some good, clear weather. We're behind on our harvest progress, but boy, the yields still keep coming in awfully, awfully good.
Yeah, tell me about those and what you continue to hear.
You know, I mean, we're basically in a 100-mile area from here, hearing mid-60s as far as the average on the beans go. Depending on which type of ground it is, it's anywhere from 5 to 10 bushels over their average on corn on the good ground, and on the poorer ground, it's 20 to 30 bushels better than normal. So, you know, we're hearing a lot of 210 to 245 corn yields. So, you know, not very heavy into the corn yet, but what we've seen so far has been tremendously good.
In Chicago at the CME Group, the cattle pits were under some pressure for the day, down the limit in the feeder cattle and some of the contracts, actually, in the live cattle as well. Why was that the case?
Well, I think as the grains go up, well, I think the demand for feeder cattle sort of sits back to the side a little bit, and I think that they're awfully high. I mean, and there's
yes,
a little bit
are.
Of fear that, let's face it, we could see a little bit of a setback in the cattle prices at these levels.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Nelson, of course, is with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana, and he joins us here on the closing market report for this October the 14th.